earth, and sky.
It's important that people understand that climate change is with us. We're documenting those changes, and those changes are going to have effects on their lives.
You're listening to ecologist Jerry Melillo of the Marine Biological Laboratory, and this is Earth Skies Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Melillo is a lead author of a comprehensive scientific report called Global Climate Change Impacts in the United States, released in June 2009 by the Interagency Global Climate Research Program. The report summarizes the science and the impacts of climate change on the U.S., now and in the future, on areas including energy, water, agriculture, and health. Earth Skies Jorge Salazar conducted a sneak preview interview about the report with lead author Jerry Melillo.
Dr. Melillo, welcome to Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you very much.
Now, earlier today you said that there are an emerging set of messages from scientists' assessments of ecosystems that are being impacted by climate change. Tell us more about that.
Well, as I was talking about in my presentation, there are a whole variety of climate impacts that we've documented over the last several decades that have a tremendous amount of regional variability. For example, water is an issue across the country, and the primary concern is putting a strain on already stressed water supplies in many regions of the country. And what we expect to unfold with climate change in the context of a number of other factors is that water availability will become an increasingly greater problem for places like the West that rely on snowpack in the mountains as sort of temporary reservoirs. And as the climate gets warmer, more of the precipitation is going to fall as rain, not snow. There will be less storage of snow in those mountains, which will affect both the magnitude and timing of the spring snowmelt, so that what we'll see is, during the summer months perhaps, water supplies at very low levels because the snowmelt will have occurred early. This will affect a variety of things, including uses for hydropower, municipalities, agriculture, and something that we don't often think about, in-stream services, that is enough water in streams and rivers to provide the appropriate habitat for the creatures that live there, including sports fish and other organisms.
Maybe you could connect the dots for us. How does an assessment help people decide what to do?
Well, first of all, we have two basic choices. We have a choice of reducing the emissions of greenhouse gases, which is normally referred to as the mitigation choice. And the second choice is to adapt to climate amounts of climate change that are going to be with us, whether we mitigate or not, because climate change is going to be a slow thing to turn around, and I think we're already committed to some we're already committed to some climate change. So adapting to that aspect of the problem is going to be necessary. So what impacts assessments can do is to identify for us the critical impacts for a particular region. This would give us motive, perhaps, to try to avoid the high amounts of climate change that we might have if we did nothing. And then also to begin to pinpoint for us the kinds of adaptation measures that we might want to take, for example, to protect water resources for multiple uses. Clearly, more efficient use of water in a water-stressed environment is an obvious adaptation. Perhaps building additional water infrastructure to retain, in the West, retain waters that flow out of the mountains early so that we can use that water over the summer. The West is better suited than the East for doing this because we haven't built a major water infrastructure in the East like we have in the West, but we don't have the snowpack water source in the East to the same degree as they do in the West. Also, assessments can help us to think about either with mitigation activities or adaptation activities, what the unintended consequences of any one of our actions might be. So, for example, what would be the unintended consequences of building more dams in a region? What kinds of other effects might that have on ecosystems, for example, that rely on a predictable water flow in an area?
What is the most important thing that you want people to know today about climate change and natural ecosystems?
First of all, climate change is happening. We have extensive documentation now of a variety of impacts of climate change in natural systems, everything from increases in fire frequency in the West, outbreaks of insect pests across the country related to very often warmer winters or a combination of warmer weather and drier conditions. We know that we are already experiencing the redistribution of species across the landscape, and we are having local extinctions occur as a consequence of warmer conditions, although very often the species are able to move to new locations. We know that some of these redistributions are going to have significant impacts on the economies of places. The outbreak of the pine bark beetle in the West and in Western Canada is reshaping the forest industry in those places. The warmer waters in the coastal Northeast is reshaping the distribution of some commercially fished species, such as the lobster and cod in my particular area, in the Cape Cod region. That is certainly happening. And so it's important that people understand that climate change is with us. We're documenting those changes, and those changes are going to have effects on their lives.
You've been listening to Jerry Mellillo, director of the Ecosystem Center at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.